The spirit of the Anzacs has been commemorated right around the country this morning on the 98th anniversary of the landings at Gallipoli. The first of a series of dawn services has taken place at the Cenotaph in Sydney. Services have also been held in Canberra and Townsville, where the Prime Minister has laid a wreath at the Cenotaph. Moving away from the Anzac commemorations briefly to bring you some other world news, and nearly 100 people have been killed and more than 1,000 injured in a building collapse in Bangladesh. A frantic rescue operation is underway to pull survivors from the rubble. In Boston, thousands of mourners have attended a memorial service for a police officer killed during the hunt for the marathon bombing suspects. 26-year-old Sean Collier worked on campus at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. He was allegedly shot dead in his car by the Chechen brothers suspected of the bombings. A man has been remanded in custody in Melbourne, charged with murdering his parents. 35-year-old Ian David Thomas was arrested on Tuesday night. The bodies of Pauline and William Thomas were found in their home on the outskirts of Wangaratta in the state's northeast on Monday night. And police are treating the deaths of two women in Sydney's west as suspicious. Neighbours found the women's bodies in a house at Auburn just before 10 o'clock last night.